2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League annual meeting and expo here in Austin, Texas. And in the studio lounge is Kobe Mabry from Red River Employees Federal Credit Union. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. Doing good. All right. How's the conference going for you? Any
highlights? It's great. It's great. Yeah, it's very educational, very fun. Just lots of things, staying busy.
Mm-hmm.
Not much nap, but that's okay.
That's all right. You can sleep this weekend.
That's right.
So, yeah, so you are a part of the league's Young Professionals Network, or the YP Network, as they're calling
it.
So give us what do you guys do here? Let's start with that. And then where do you go from there?
Yeah, so the advisors are here to represent all of our chapters and all of the YPs in the network. We're here to learn. We're here to see how the democratic process of the credit unions work. And we got to see the business meeting yesterday, which was awesome. Bylaws passed, so that was great. All the breakout sessions and power hours, just kind of being amongst all the leaders of the credit union movement and kind of being sticking our toes in the water and getting to know how all that stuff works.
Right on.
It's fun.
Yeah, you guys are the future of our industry, so it's great that you guys are kind of stepping up and doing that. What motivated you to do something like this?
Well, I'm passionate about credit unions and the government relations of it, and so I wanted to know more. I wanted to get involved, and I went to a YP conference for Cornerstone several years ago and learned about the advisory program and applied to be an advisor, and it's been awesome ever since, and every opportunity has come about since then, so it's been a great
Tell me about some of the benefits of it. I mean, what has transpired since you've been involved in it? I mean, obviously, it's a great thing to put on your resume,
but also
it helps you kind of climb that corporate ladder too, right?
Yeah, so when I first started as a YP advisor, first thing I did was get engaged with other advisors to know how we can grow the network as a whole.
Okay.
So I'm on the engagement committee, and so the engagement committee is over social media for the whole entire league's YP program. So we help engage other YPs to get involved and follow our steps, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then I applied to be a crasher with Feline, so I did crash the GAC.
Good for you.
Yeah, in 18. So we just try to get everybody involved, and I have a YP group at my credit union. We report straight to the CEO, and he gives us kind of some things that he wants us to work on throughout the credit union to try to get more YPs involved within the credit union, but also younger members to join the credit union, because that's one of the biggest problems within the credit union is how do we get the young people involved?
And
a lot of times it's about educating the older generations, the more seasoned generations, on how they can learn to adapt to us younger people, because we are the leaders of tomorrow.
You are.
But also,
you are.
You know, the older generation is going to lead the credit union industry, and we have to step up.
So. Well, that's happening right now. I just saw a stat yesterday that 65% of CEOs are going to be retiring here in the next few years. So there's going to be a big time. Well, it's happening right now. Changing of the guard.
Yeah.
Where fresh blood comes in, and the folks who have set the table for us are on to the next chapter of their lives.
So it's
kind of a cool thing that you guys are really stepping up in that area. And I keep hitting my watch on this metal table. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, again, I think it's great that you guys are really stepping up in this area. So where do you see this going for you? Where do you see it helping you leapfrog into that next level of your career?
I'm all about the networking.
Yeah.
Everything is open. Just wherever I am in the credit union industry is just where I want to be. I don't have any specific goals that I want to achieve at this moment. I just want to kind of – because whenever I make a goal, things always change and better things come about. So I'm just – riding the wave and just seeing where this credit union movement goes. I'm excited about it.
Good for you. And so, let's see. That was my question. That was one of my last questions. Network, Young Professionals Group. Gosh, there was another thing that I was going to ask you. Darn, I keep forgetting stuff. So where do you take it from here?
I wanted to say that the credit union, Young Professionals, we have lots of social platforms you can follow us at.
Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn under Credit Union Young Professionals. And we are always getting young professionals involved with outreach, so CSR events in the community. We have one now, Tulip Trees, for a local charity here in Austin.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And so our foundation is really good. The Cornerstone Credit Union Foundation is really good about helping us provide professional development for YPs. And so we're just really blessed for the foundation to have that available to us.
Right on.
And we do lots of grassroots efforts, calls to action for credit unions. We encourage YPs to be PAC contributors. So we're really involved. And I think Learning early on is going to be so vital for our future.
Indeed. So. And yeah, the more you learn now, the better off you're going to be later.
Exactly.
And I just remembered that question I was going to ask you, and I just forgot it. Oh my gosh. No, what's the message that you tell young consumers out there about credit unions? What do you tell them to kind of like, hey, you know, credit unions are kind of the way to go?
Yeah. Well, see, millennials, studies show that millennials are really passionate about something that gives them a purpose. So with the banks, it's just transactions and you're just a number. With credit unions, we know your name. Our board of directors aren't paid. Shareholders don't control the credit union. It's the members that control the credit. Shareholders control the bank.
Right.
Members control the credit union.
Right.
So whenever I talk to a young person who has no idea what the heck a credit union is, the first thing I say is, we are all members of the credit union. We all have a voice. We all of our income from credit unions doesn't go to the big guys upstairs.
Right.
You know, it goes to all of our members as a whole and to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best part about credit unions. And if you share a purpose with millennials, they're going to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah. So, what message resonates with them, with the millennials or the younger generations
about credit unions?
Yeah.
That
you found so far that go, oh, kind of piqued somebody's interest, like, oh, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, just community involvement.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is just community involvement, staying involved, and seeing how you can help others, and what your small impact, what your small finances can do for such a bigger cause.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
And then you have a voice.
Exactly.
Well.
Exactly.
It's not just like
absolutely.
You said, a shareholder thing. So very cool. All right, Kobe. I won't forget any more questions. I apologize for the unprofessionalism there, but
hey, it's
appreciate
fine.
You coming in here.
Yeah.
Any final words of wisdom to wrap up here?
Yeah. So if anybody, any YPs out there or CEOs at credit unions or anyone in upper management want to get involved with the YP program, they can go to cuyp.coop.
Okay.
And they can learn everything there about our network. We do have toolkits to help you guys get started in your area. And we'd be glad to see what we could do to help you guys thrive in the YP movement.
All right. Very cool. Yeah. CUYP.coop.
Correct.
All right. Good stuff. All right, Kobe.
Right.
Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you. Appreciate
we
it.
Need people like you in this industry to
all
keep
right.
it moving forward. So good stuff indeed. Kobe Mabry, Red River Employees Federal Credit Union, and a YP advisor. Go check him out.